I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, we look at some of the words chosen to commemorate the first anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks.
47 years ago, our forefathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure.
The president, whose words you just heard recited in a recording by country singer Johnny Cash, was, of course, Abraham Lincoln. Lincoln wrote the speech to dedicate a cemetery in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, in 1863. Tens of thousands of soldiers had died there in a battle considered the turning point of the U.S. Civil War.
We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. For the brave men living and dead who struggled here have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, and that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth.
The Gettysburg Address, just 272 words long, will be read in New York during the September 11th anniversary observance. Parts of the Declaration of Independence, as well as the Four Freedoms speech by President Franklin Roosevelt, will also be read. So will the names of the almost 3,000 victims in the World Trade Center towers.
The aim is to avoid any politics. Yet the absence of plans for any original speeches left some disappointed.
I guess that the language of terror, the language of horror, is very limited.
Janice Josephson is a suburban New Yorker who volunteers teaching American civics to foreign-born adults. It helps that this retiree has lived through all the major events since the 1920s.
You know, you think of the infinite ways of expressing a feeling of love, and we don't have those words to draw on for terror. And so we've turned to symbols like the American flag.
Janice Josephson caught our attention when she wrote to the New York Times opposing the use of the Gettysburg Address to observe the September 11th anniversary.
Because the Gettysburg Address was probably the most moving speech given by anyone, anywhere in our history. Now, for us to use the Gettysburg Address in this context of this tragedy here in New York City seems not only morally wrong, but even though we're so bound by what's politically correct, I think it's totally politically incorrect. Our leaders, if they choose to lead, they have a responsibility that goes beyond taking words that are truly not appropriate for this anniversary commemoration.
You mentioned political correctness. What role do you think that's playing right now in the choice of words to use to mark the anniversary?
I think everybody's scared. They don't want to say the wrong thing. They don't want to offend any contingency whatsoever, so that it's much safer to use the tried and true. And in the climate that we live in, where sensitivities run as high as they do, that's understandable, but it's really not a solution we would like to see our leaders turn to. People aren't trained in rhetoric today, so I don't know quite whether it's the way language is used today, the way language evolves, the shorthand that we use today when we speak. I guess they're all factors that go into it, but I know that eloquence is not a gift of the day.
The thoughts of Janice Josephson, who lives about 30 kilometers from Ground Zero. Next week, we'll look at the impact 9/11 has had on American English.
Our website is voanews.com/wordmaster, and our email address is word@voanews.com. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.